All employees who use state vehicles have to reimburse for personal miles. Attorney General Lautenschlager did not do that, and it was up to the Ethics Board to decide whether she should have. Lautenschlager has an apartment in Madison where she works, but also a home in Fond du Lac. As a public official, Lautenschlager makes a lot of trips around the state and said she would drive home to Fond du Lac if she had a nearby public appearance. The Ethics Board reviewed whether Fond du Lac was indeed her headquarters. If so, no reimbursement to the state would be necessary. If not, the Attorney General could be forced to pay. Ethics Board Chairman James Morgan says this is not the first such case involving a prominent official's questionable use of a state vehicle. Former Governor Scott McCallum paid the state $13,000 for his family's personal use of a state plane. McCallum was also fined for improperly accepting a boat from a private company. That record settlement notwithstanding, Morgan thinks most state employees are abiding by the rules.
I think that generally there are specific rules that govern the use of state-owned vehicles or airplanes. And my assumption would be that nearly everyone in the state service follows those procedures and rules.
Lautenschlager's use of a government car came into question after a drunk driving arrest late last month. Dodge County Sheriff's found the government car in a ditch with Lautenschlager behind the wheel. She was attempting to drive home to Fond du Lac from Madison. After pleading guilty to first offense OWI, Lautenschlager paid $784 in fines. She also gave up 10 days' worth of pay. That's another $3,200. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.